This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Both the House and Senate are expected to pass bills this week that would add a prescription drug benefit to the Medicare program. The actual drug benefits in the two bills are similar in many ways, but the House bill includes something the Senate bill does not, an entirely new structure for Medicare financing that's highly controversial. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Largely lost in the debate over adding a drug benefit to Medicare is the fact that this year's effort was also supposed to be aimed at shoring up the program's finances before 78 million baby boomers come of age. Republicans and some Democrats think the best way to control Medicare spending is to inject more elements of market competition into the government-run program. President Bush has been hammering on this point, including this from a speech to biotechnology executives on Monday.
I've submitted a framework for reforms that insists that our seniors have choices under Medicare so that affordable health care plans compete for their business and give them the coverage they need, not the coverage that a Washington bureaucrat thinks they need.
The Senate bill does call for new private preferred provider organizations that beneficiaries could join and get some additional benefits. But payments for those private plans would be based largely on the cost of the existing government-run Medicare program. By contrast, House Republicans are pressing ahead with a variation on a scheme for private plans to bid against each other and against government-run Medicare. Robert Reichauer, now president of the Urban Institute, helped develop the concept known as premium support in 1995.
It is a system in which plans would present a package of common benefits and bids to the government on how much they would charge for providing those benefits to the Medicare population.
After the government receives those bids, it would decide how much of the total cost it would pay and how much it would require Medicare beneficiaries to pay. One option, says Reichauer, is for the government to pay the full amount of the lowest bid. If patients select a plan that costs more, they would have to pay the difference.
Alternatively, the government rule could be that it would provide a subsidy equal to the average of all the bids in a particular area.
That would let beneficiaries share in the savings if they chose a plan that cost less than average, but it would require them to pay the difference if they chose a more expensive one. Tom Miller, director of health policy for the Cato Institute, says such competition could both lower costs and improve quality for Medicare patients.
Because plans, in order to attract more seniors, would want to offer more benefits for a lower price, and since they'd be offering these prices and the benefits in usually an annual open season, the force of competition would tend to deliver better benefits at the highest value for the lowest price relative to other things.
Miller says it's also critical that Medicare's traditional government-run plan be part of the competitive bidding process.
What you want to do is have the traditional program also be somewhat anchored in the real world. It has to know what things cost, and if you have the traditional program operating that way, you can give the managers of the program greater freedom to adjust the benefits that they're providing, the way in which care is delivered. You can give them kind of some greater authority because they're actually competing in a real market.
But having the government plan compete with private plans worries some analysts and consumer groups. Tricia Newman is vice president and director of Medicare policy for the Kaiser Family Foundation.
There's a huge concern that if private plans are able to enroll healthier than average seniors, as Medicare HMOs have done in the past, that the traditional Medicare program would end up with sicker people and ultimately over time premiums and health care costs for people in traditional Medicare would rise.
And that could, in effect, force those who are poorer and sicker out of the traditional plan and into a private plan they may not want. Even Reichauer, who helped develop the concept, says the jury's still out on how well premium support might work.
In fact, the jury really hasn't met yet because so little evidence exists at present on whether competitive systems really can curb the growth of health care costs and do it in a way that doesn't create pernicious effects on the care available to certain populations that are very sick or have low incomes and limited access to care.
Even the Bush administration isn't sure it wants to go as far as the House is proposing. Medicare Administrator Tom Scully has been professing support for the concept of competitive bidding, but he also acknowledges that the controversy surrounding it could threaten the bipartisan agreement on the rest of the Medicare bill. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.